Hey, everyone. It's Howie D. from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. Right now on the phone, we've got Chris Bishop from the band Crobot. What's going on, Chris?
What up? What's up, man?
Nothing, man. Wow, you guys, just what a year for you, hey? Things have been just going crazy good.
Yeah, we, you know, the label and everything said this year would be a good, big year for us, but, you know, didn't believe it till we saw it. Now it's everything's been crazy, you know?
So yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's going to be great, and next year's looking to be just as hectic, if not even crazier for us. So.
No, good. I agree. Hey, you guys are still pretty new to the big scene. You've been out just a couple years. You were signed to Wind Up Records in 2013. Pretty much been barreling forward ever since, man. Tell us, for the new people, maybe, tell us a little bit about Crobot.
Crobot is it's like a funk rock band. It's the way I look at it, anyway. We have a lot of blues elements, 70s rock elements, but with the heavy groove of, like, funk, Clutch, you know, which is my biggest influence, Clutch, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's like a funk rock band. I always steal that phrase from a band called Mother's Finest from, like, the mid-70s.
Oh, there you go.
The intro is always like, and now a funk rock band from Atlanta, Georgia.
That's cool, man. Cool. Hey, how did the deal come up with you guys with Wind Up? Is this something where you guys had somebody pursuing deals, or had they contacted you? How did that kind of come about?
We were doing everything ourselves, and we just put out a video, and we were touring. We landed a few gigs at, like, casinos. We would play during the day and just do, like, old classic rock covers, you know.
Yeah.
They would pay us really well. So.
Oh, yeah.
We banked the money, and we would take that money and tour on it. And so, you know, we were, weren't even trying to go with a label or anything. And the A&R guy from Wind Up found our video on, it was, like, some stupid contest that, you know, more than likely was rigged anyway, but one of our fans actually submitted the video to it, and they just stumbled upon it and set up a meeting, and the rest is history. You know, they offered us a great deal, and you know, everyone at Wind Up is really, really awesome, so it was one of those things where we couldn't turn it down, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've always heard good things about them. So many different influences present in the band. I love that when you can just listen to a band and just hear all the influences. Who would you say maybe were a couple of the biggest influences?
For me, you know, Clutch was the biggest influence. You know, and then you've got your obvious influences you can hear, like Rage Against the Machine,
oh, yeah.
Zeppelin and Sabbath. But, you know, we go back, you know, to old funk stuff like even James Brown, Prince. Our singer is a big James Brown fan, you know. So it's just from everywhere, really. I mean, anything with a good heavy groove, it's what we love. It's like all the way up to, you know, Pantera, stuff
yeah.
like that, you know.
Cool.
Groove-driven music, you know.
Absolutely. Hey, just this year alone, man, I was looking at some of the bands you've played with, man, between Clutch and The Sword and King, man. Wow, just some good stuff. How the crowd's been? How's everybody been digging the tunes?
They were awesome. I mean, we started the year off with the Clutch and The Sword tour, and that was a huge tour for us. And then we, after that, we went and we toured with a lot of our, some of our favorite bands, like King and Scorpion Child, Truck Fighters, and they were all phenomenal bands. And, you know, the shows were hit or miss. Some of them were, you know, more people were at some of them than the others. But, you know, hopefully, you know, people catch on to that and start coming out to shows, because rock and roll is everywhere. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of really good rock and roll. Just people are too damn lazy to go out and see it, you know?
No, I hear you, man. I wonder sometimes, you know? It's so different. Hey, the new album, Something Supernatural, just came out like 6 or 7 weeks ago. Tell us a little bit about this one. Is it very much different? Are you guys still kind of doing the same thing, or did you tweak it a little as far as the sound?
We, you know, kept the same formula. You know, Machine produced this album, so it was really cool. I have his influence on stuff. And it was super awesome, man. we went into the studio, and it was like having that fifth member, you know, like we had so many songs. He helped us narrow them down to 16 that we actually recorded. And, you know, he had some great advice. He was pulling, like, references and, you know, from songs that we would never expect. And, you know, you can definitely tell at the end product, like, all his production tricks that he pulled and everything that he did on the album came out for a good, natural-sounding, real-sounding album. And I'm very happy with it.
Excellent. I know it's hard to pick sometimes, just one or two, but do you either have a few favorite tracks from the CD, or maybe would you recommend two tracks for a new person that would really maybe get them into what Crobot's about, if you could pick maybe a couple tracks?
Yeah, I think Skull Drawing was definitely, my favorites are constantly changing.
Okay.
But I think that Skull Drawing has a good mix of what everything Crobot is, you know. It's got some ambient stony verses, but it's also got, you know, really strong riffs and very powerful vocals. And that one, you know, if you want to hear a funkier track, yeah, you can listen to a Chupacabra. That's shows our funky side, you know.
Yeah.
And that's also one of my favorite songs.
Cool, man. You guys, you're finishing up some dates with Chevelle right now, and then, God, I see some huge things, like you mentioned, for 2015, not only some dates with Black Label Society, but you're also hitting the road with Volbeat and Anthrax. I think it's safe to say 2015 is going to be insane, man. How stoked are you guys?
It's crazy, dude. Like, we're thinking about everything we got to do for 2015. It's pretty mind-blowing. You know, we're going to be over in Europe for almost 2 months, Black Label, come back and go, you know, for like a month and a half or something with Volbeat and Anthrax. So, yeah, it's going to be, you know, we're not even used to playing big theaters, let alone playing
arenas and stuff. Yeah, for sure.
And we're on the Chevelle thing right now. I think we're like four or five shows in, and the show's been great. The response has been awesome. Like, Chevelle and their crew have been super nice to us. And
cool.
You know, we can't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. Hey, any advice? You guys kind of did this relatively quick for a band. I mean, literally between, you know, first starting till now, here you are. It's only been like 3 years. Any advice you could give to some serious bands who really want to take their thing to the next level?
You know, we've all been in bands. And like, really trying to do it,
yeah,
you know, for a long time. So, since I was 20 years old, you know, I'm from Tennessee. I moved away from Tennessee and joined a band in Pennsylvania, auditioned, got the gig, and toured for a little bit. Didn't work out, and we kept trying, and, you know, I molded my life around that. So, I think if anyone was to really be successful, then they should really mold their lives into doing that, and not, like, don't be tied down with kids or job or whatever, you know. I definitely quit everything for this, and it definitely makes a difference, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When you find other guys that are like that, it's definitely happens quicker, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, one more, and I'll let you go, man. I'm kind of interested in hearing your answer on this. What would be your dream gig? If you could either, like, go on a certain tour, play a certain event, open for a certain band where it was so awesome that the next day you'd be fine if you died, what would that big thing be?
I think I've already done it, man. The Clutch Tour.
Really? Excellent.
Yeah, like, that's been my favorite band for years and years, and that was really cool to see them every night and you know, learn little things from them, and yeah, if I died tomorrow, I'd be all
right. Yeah, no, that's cool, man. Hey, just to recap for everybody, we've been talking to Chris Bishop from Crobot. Their latest CD, right, Something Supernatural, is in stores now. And the guys are actually in town tonight, actually out at the Fillmore in Detroit, along with Chevelle. And coming up, they'll be back here in 2015 with Volbeat and Anthrax out at the Dow Event Center in Saginaw. So check that out. Chris, man, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, dude.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, brother. Good luck.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Steven.